What's your stock pick right now, Mark?
Yeah, so we like the South African banking sector, and within that, Absa and Standard Bank. Standard Bank in particular has been a little bit weaker than the rest over the last few weeks, and possibly market participants are maybe worrying about a slower vaccine rollout into Africa. But I think if you want to make a decent return over kind of a 3-4 year period, I think you can buy a Standard Bank. It's trading at 9x forward earnings, which is below its 10-year average. So you could get a little re-rating there, and forward dividend yield of about 7%. So if you add the two together, you're getting a nice recovery in earnings as the credit losses return to more normalized levels, getting a nice dividend. Dividends will kind of go back to normal levels as well. And yeah, I think that the two together will give you a nice market-beating return.
And in fact, Absa and Standard Bank, the top two performers on the top 40 index today. Absa up 3.7%, Standard Bank trading 2.5% in the green. On your side, Zwelakhe, your stock pick this evening?
Probably go with the stock that is in the U.S. AutoNation. It's a vehicle dealership that is very, very well run, excellent returns, and they have been doing very well in terms of the profit per vehicle on non-vehicle sales elements. They've been managing their costs very well. They've been extremely good at generating profit. So when I look at the earnings, I mean, it looks like they're trading at about 10 times what. The reason why I go with America is that the vaccine rollout is fantastic, and it is an area of the market where there could be a nice pickup. If people start going out again, going to work, you could see a nice pickup in vehicle purchases and vehicle maintenance. And I think that would probably be supportive of that market. I do think that emerging markets probably struggle for a while in terms of vaccine rollout.
Okay. Mark, before I let you go, and very quickly, because this viewer seems to have sent this question in repeatedly, and I'm not sure 100% if Julietta tackled it last night, but we opted for new Balco shares at the time of the SAB Miller acquisition by AB InBev. When can we trade these instruments, and what are they worth? We note with some concern the price of AB InBev shares.
Yeah, so I actually can't answer that question. It sounds like it's an unlisted instrument. I'm not sure that they do trade on an exchange.
Okay, so yeah, let's leave it there. We'll try and get some clarity on that and what exactly an apt answer for this question would be. But for now, thank you, gentlemen. Thanks so much for joining us on the line this evening. That, of course, Zwelakhe Mnguni from Benguela Fund Managers and Mark du Toit from Oystercatcher Investments as well. We'll be back next week to take more of your stock-related questions. For now, have a great evening.